Hi, this is an invitation for Alicia Clark, A-L-I-C-I-A-T-L-A-R-K. Alicia Clark is a patient who is here for follow-up. Date of birth is 9/28/1972. Date of accident is 5/25/2024 and date of service 7/2/2025. Miss Alicia Clark was a victim of automobile accident on 5/25/2024 when she was rear-ended while she was as a restaurant driver. The impact caused her headaches to TBI symptoms. And pain syndrome. Initially, she complained of pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back, pain in both shoulders, both knees, and shooting pain to both arms. Along with this, she had a fracture of the left wrist, Coley's fracture, that was operated by the Mount Sinai Grace Hospital, and also right hand has a pain with numbness of all the fingers. There is also a numbness and tingling of both the feet and toes, both legs below the knee. She has a moderate difficulty in walking, carrying out her ADLs. She has required attended care. She suffered from dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, loss of memory, loss of balance, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, among the TBI symptoms. She has had several epidural injections so far. And she's doing physical therapy. She's a patient with Addison's disease and has been to the hospital several times for that issue. She also has had hiatal hernia that ruptured or bursted, causing her extreme bleeding, possibly like a Mallory Weiss, M-A-L-L-O-R-Y-W-E-I-S-S syndrome, and was operated. She has had recent admission again. She do have a history of going in and out of her physical strength due to the steroid mismanagement. She is on a constant prednisone doses, and sometimes it has not been updated according to her. And her high blood pressure, her dizziness and lightheadedness, headache, and losing vision was all the result of a low dose of steroid that was provided to her instead of a regular strength by mistake. Last epidural was done on 6/19/2025. That is bringing her some relief. She always complains of a lot of pain in the lower back and the neck. The Coley's fracture in the left wrist has healed up reasonably. And there is a letter from United Healthcare requesting to hold tizanidine and decrease the amount of medication and hold the alprolozin. We are requested to Dr. Yonan Mazin to hold off the alprolozin. I have discussed the need for cutting down the medication to once a day, and she is taking Seroquel 400 milligram at night, which is more than enough for falling asleep. And hence, all the medication that will bring down her mentation has been mentation, it has been removed and discontinued and reduced. So no more tizanidine or any muscle relaxers, no Xanax, and no other sedatives are going to be provided by our office. At this time, please review the records for the pain level, which is 8 to 10. ADLs are 9 to 10. Patient reports 10% relief. Kindly continue reviewing the records for ADL system review and for additional issues, as well as the substance abuse and the compliance history. In physical examination, blood pressure is 167/99, pulse is 83, pulse ox is 100. In the physical examination, not a whole lot has changed. It continues to be the similar. General review is the same. The range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. The flexion is 50, extension is 50, side flexion 25, and rotation is 50. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion 20, and bilateral rotation is 25. And on examination, the maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are as follows. The patient has positive straight leg raising test at 35 degrees bilaterally, and CAMP test is positive. And other than that, Babinski sign is negative. The cross leg raise test is positive bilaterally. In the thoracic spine, Roos test, slump tests are negative, and in lumbars and in the cervical spine, the Sperling sign is negative, Lerman test is negative, distraction test is positive, Soto-R test is negative. And sacroiliac joints, bilateral SI joints are tender with the standing flexion test being positive, iliac compression test is positive, distraction test is positive, Faber test and Gonsalves test are positive. The diagnosis remains the same, the extremities examination is same as previous visits. Left wrist has a colis fracture which is healed up, and on the right there is a positive carpotunnel syndrome with a positive phalen test and a signal sign. The grips are slightly poor on both sides. And other than that, there are no deficits noticed. Plan is to provide the following medications for the patient, which is Mobic 7.5 milligram 2 times a day with food, associated with Protonix 20 milligram twice a day for anti-stomach, anti-ulcer medicine. Neurontin is provided 600 milligram twice a day for healing with the neurological pain, headaches. Medigestic is for headaches, PRN, and lidocaine ointment. 5% for topical. Is also provided for pain relief, Percocet 10 milligram a day, 15 tablets, and our labs have been reviewed. Labs are reviewed and new labs have been ordered. Is ordered a physical therapy and a chiropractic treatment together. Continue. Focus on the neck, mid back, lower back, bilateral shoulder, bilateral knee, and bilateral ankle. The patient claims that because of the hospitalization several times and surgery in the past, she could not do the physical therapy. She was not recovered enough and not able to drive. She again remains off work, household replacement, and transportation. There is no alternate care checked for her. Thank you. She'll be seen in 50 days. Her appointment for an epidural injection has been scheduled after July 4th. Thank you.